standing there before me. Baby, I get a kick, though it's clear to me. You obviously don't adore me. Mama, I get no kick in the plane. Flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yeah, baby, I get a kick. Mama, I get a boot.
There we are, especially for Carl and our chief cook, of course, Tom, this morning. And I mustn't forget the other cook, Cass, and Rudy, of course, too. We mustn't forget them because they've also been so good to us. But I must tell you that out here we don't need any natural laxative like cornflakes or all bran. When we have Tom's meatballs, we run all night. And now the love theme from the Molly Maguires. It's 20 and a half after 9 o'clock, and you're with Stephen Ladd worldwide on Radio North Sea International. Of yesterday, and we must apologize for that rude noise you heard then. It's now 23 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock, and this is the very second final show on Radio Nord Sea International. Alan West and Annie Archer can do this so much better than I can, and they'll be here to do just that at 10 o'clock on our final morning, this 24th of September, Thursday morning, and it's very nice to have you here on our last show. I must also say a big thank you on behalf of myself and the other disc jockeys to Tim Davis of Mills Music, who's encouraged free radio in a great many ways and certainly given great encouragement to all the disc jockeys out here on Radio Nord Sea International. Thanks, Tim, and, well, I don't know whether it'll ever happen again. Maybe, or maybe not. sound of the Ray Conniff Singers from the album Their Greatest Hits, and memories are made of this. They certainly are. We've had so many things happen to us out here in the last 9 months. I've known about most of them, and certainly in the last couple of months, too. And actually, it reminds me of a long time ago in Australia, a recent event when somebody came to steal our ship. Reminds me of the time one of the disc jockeys went mad. They didn't shoot him, no, and they put him away for a while. He smashed up a whole radio station, which was quite interesting, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, it looked as though a bomb had hit it. I'd like to say hello to Kurt, too. We mustn't forget Kurt. Kurt, one of our engineers, who's on holidays, and he's been a very good friend. And actually, when Kurt's on the boat, our transmitters seem to run longer than when anyone else is on the boat. And Bruno's getting mad next door, but this is absolutely true, because Kurt doesn't dare go into the transmitter room. He just lets the transmitters find their own way home. So, to Kurt, who's done a wonderful job for us and been a great friend, thanks a lot, and we'll see you again soon. By the way, just before we play this record, I'd like to play this record for all the girls in Holland who have been so very nice to us all. It's 29 minutes after 9 o'clock, and if you've just joined us on Radio Nordsee International, we would remind you that Radio Nordsee is voluntarily closing down this morning at 11 o'clock due to the pressure in the Dutch Parliament to close down the offshore stations. Our directors in Zurich feel that we'd be better for the people of Holland and for us to suspend broadcasting so that the Dutch government will not attempt to close down Radio Veronica, so dearly loved by the people of Holland for the past 10 years. Radio Nordsee International thanks you all for your support in the past months and during our times of drama and struggle, and we thank you for being very faithful listeners. We close this morning at 11 o'clock, and we would remind you the very last program will be presented by Andy Archer and Alan West, who have been with the station right from the very beginning, and well, they'll say all our goodbyes for us. It's right on 9:30 on Radio Nordsee International. Incidentally, while we're saying that, we must mention that as a souvenir of the last 9 months of happy broadcasting from Radio Nordsee International, you can buy a book illustrating the entire history of Radio Ship with over 50 photographs of the disc jockeys, the staff and the crew of the Radio Ship and the tender ship Nebo 1. Now, for a copy of this book, send $2 or the equivalent in your own currency to Souvenir Book, Post Office Box 113-8047, Zurich in Switzerland. And now the Beatles. Thank you. There we are, the Beatles, and from their album of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's 26 and a half minutes before 10 o'clock on our final morning show right here on Radio Nordsee International, and it's Stephen Ladd with you till 10 o'clock. I'd like to say a very big thank you on behalf of myself and the other disc jockeys to Mrs. Mary Warner, who's written to us all at least once a month and made it a bit like home away from home with 4- and 5-page letters, and we really have appreciated this because, as you can imagine, we're away from home for 3, 4, 5 weeks, and I'm away from home sort of permanently, and it's really been fabulous to get your letters, and I only wish that we were going on just especially for you. Also, I'd like to thank Mrs. Riling and Connie, who've also been very nice to all the disc jockeys and looked after us, and me especially, looked after us especially well while we've been in Holland. In fact, Holland's been a magnificent place to be based because the people are so nice and so friendly, and many parts of Holland, and especially The Hague, coming from Rotterdam Airport through to Scheveningen, look very much like Australia. Of course, we don't have all the waterways, but it's very pretty, and the old houses set back off the roadway looks exactly like Australia. And I sincerely hope that we've fostered a little better relations between Australia and Holland, because there's so many Dutch people in Australia. In fact, in Sydney Harbour, there's Dutch dredgers, and in our ski resorts, there's Dutch people making clogs for the tourists, and there's tulip growers and winemakers, and a very big Dutch industry in Australia, of course, is the dairy industry. There's so many Dutch people in that, and they've given so many advances to the Australian dairy industry. And we would suggest that any of you going to Australia or thinking about going to Australia, don't hesitate, because it's a great place, although Holland's a very nice place too, and it's well worth going. There's so many Dutch people out there these days, it's almost like a little Holland. It's 24 minutes to 10 o'clock now.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so, anyone who held on would take me in his arms and love me too. Couldn't be another heart that hurt me like you hurt me, and be so untrue. What am I to do? Every time you go away, I always say, this time it's goodbye.
That's Anyone Who Had a Heart, of course, from Cilla Black. It's 21 and a half minutes to 10 o'clock on this Thursday morning, and Carl just brought me a cup of beautiful Irish coffee this morning with loads of cream and laced with a little whiskey. And it's the first and last time I've ever got it. But never mind, that's how it goes. I asked for a 7-Up at lunchtime yesterday, and on the table I received a bottle of dishwater. But I didn't realize that it was dishwater until I'd drunk half the bottle in one gulp to wash the steak down. But that's how things go. It's 10 o'clock, and we would remind you that Andy Archer and Alan West will be here for the very last program between 10 and 11, and then by about 11:30 we'll be moving into Scaveninger Harbour. Right now, here comes the sun, and it's very typical of the day because it's absolutely beautiful outside at the moment. The sun's up and it's very warm, like an Australian morning when everybody's happy. We're quite happy too, except that we're very sad that we're going, and we're sad that we won't be able to provide you with your morning music every morning and your afternoon music, and of course the Spangles Maldoon Lunabout and the Andy Archer morning show, where he sort of sits in here and vibrates for 3 hours like I can never do, because I can never think of enough things to talk about. Anyway, the Beatles, and here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and the sun certainly has come out on this beautiful Thursday morning, and that, of course, is the Beatles there. It's 17 minutes to 10 o'clock, and for all the girls listening this morning, and especially all the mothers, I'd like to say this to them, that if you've got youngsters and they're sort of getting to the age where they're a bit difficult to control and they want to do this and want to do that, do you know, it's a great thing to get out and travel and meet other people around the world, see how other people live. And, you know, you read so many bad things in the newspaper, but, you know, there's many, many fabulous people in the world. I've traveled for the last 2 years all about Europe, lived in the communist countries and in the Western countries, and people have been absolutely magnificent to me. And if your son or daughter is at that age where they want to travel, let them travel, because it does them a great deal of good, and they certainly learn a great deal about life. All the people out here on the boat have done so much in such a short time, and although they're sad at Radio Nordsee International closing down, they're also all looking forward to a bright future, which is something that we can all look at and take as inspiration. Right now, here's a record I've liked in the last couple of weeks. It's been a great record, and it's from the Carpenters, and We Long to Be Close to You.
Why do you burn?
Minutes to 10 o'clock. That's for all our listeners, wherever they may be. All our shut-in listeners, especially those blind people, the incapacitated people, and those people in hospital today. Not forgetting a very fine member of our crew. King Kong, who's been in hospital for the last couple of weeks, would like to say hello to you, and we hope we'll see you again sometime soon. It's coming up to 12 minutes to 10 o'clock on this very last Stephen Ladd show right here on Radio Nordsee International.
The Milky Way.
Selena Jones from her album Everybody's Talking and My Sharia Moore. Radio Nordsee International is voluntarily closing down this morning at 11 o'clock due to the pressure in the Dutch Parliament to close down the offshore stations. Our directors in Zurich feel that it would be better for the people of Holland for us to suspend broadcasting so that the Dutch government will not attempt to close down Radio Veronica, so dearly loved by the people of Holland for the past 10 years. Radio Nordsee International thanks you all for your support in the past months. During our times of drama and struggle, thank you for being faithful to us, and we close this morning at 11 o'clock. Remind you, at 10 o'clock, in just a few moments, Andy Archer and Alan West, who've been with the station right from the very beginning, will present the very last program. As a souvenir of the last 9 months of happy broadcasting from Radio Nordsee International, you can buy a book illustrating the entire history of the radio ship with over 50 photographs of the disc jockeys, staff and crew. The radio ship and the tender ship Mebo 1. Now, for a copy of this book, send $2 or the equivalent in your own currency to Souvenir Book, Post Office Box 113-8047, Zurich in Switzerland. Once again, that's $2 or your own currency equivalent to Souvenir Book, Post Office Box 113-8047, Zurich in Switzerland. And now to all those Dutch people who frequent Tiffany's in Scheveningen, who sing dirty songs about us, that we never have a shave or wash our feet. Well, it's just that they catch us at the wrong moments. When we come off the boat today, most of us will have our Chanel aftershave on and our smooth clothes, and Alan West will be looking just so-so. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Finally, at 5:30 to 10 o'clock, I'd like to say thank you to Erwin Meister and Edwin Bollier for the opportunity of working for Radio Nordsee International. They've done a great deal for all the disc jockeys out here in providing this ship, and for the public, of course, in the cause of entertainment and peace right across Europe, which is certainly a great thing. And now, Ray Conniff. And Sonny.
Thank you.
from here, it'll be sunny all the way. It's 3.5 minutes to 10 o'clock, and from Australia and from Stephen Ladd to this part of the world, to Europe and all our listeners, may the good Lord take a liking to you. See you again sometime.
Stephen Ladd. And Stephen, of course, will be saying goodbye later on. This is Radio North Sea International, the voice of Europe and the sound of the world, broadcasting in the medium wave on 220 meters, which is 1367 kilocycles.
In VHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles.
In the shortwave, on the 49-meter European band, 6.2 megacycles.
And to the world, on the 31-meter band, 9.94 megacycles.
And now the exact time from Bulova is 10 o'clock. Bulova, the inventors of Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. And just after 10 o'clock, good morning. This is Andy Archer here.
And Alan West.
And together we're going to look through some of the things that happened over the past 9 months in the life of Radio North Sea. Alan, we started off last February with Let It Be, I believe.
From the Beatles, and here it is. Let's listen now.
Broken-hearted people living in